Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk about all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, Make Toys is back? Transformers Earthrise, Thundercracker, and Skywarp are coming in a two-pack, and what's all this talk about a Super Megatron? Today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2020, and this is episode 376 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that has no problem with a gay, polygamist, gun-toting redneck that has an affinity for Tigatrons. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Hey, how's it going?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Fuck that bitch, Carol Baskins. Let's talk Transformers.
All right, we're joined with special guest Joe Exotic.
Live from prison. You wouldn't believe all the guys that try to be cats in here. Rare.
All right. Let's start off the show like we always do, by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal and continue to help support the show and keep it going. And we really appreciate all your support and continuing through this global pandemic as we all shelter in place and wait for the virus to get isolated and die off. So Hate that virus. But yeah, we're here. We're already socially isolated, so we might as well keep recording podcasts. So we're here to do that.
For as long as there's news.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's the virus comes for everyone eventually. The convention news has already dried up, so no other news is coming behind it.
At some point, we'll just go into reruns.
First the convention news, then the comics news. Can the toy news be far behind?
Well, China's back up, right? They'll start pumping out more news again soon, right?
They're back up in quotation marks.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you'd like to support the show, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and there you'll find all the links to do that. You can also support us by buying some of our merchandise at our TeePublic store. That is at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. We've got a few new shirt designs up. They went up a few weeks ago, so they're still up there. And it's a new month. April's just started, and we've got another site-wide sale at TeePublic. So everything this week is 30% off from today, April 8th, to Friday, April 10th. So if you're listening on time to this episode, you should be able to take advantage of that sale. Just go to transmissionspodcast.com/shop. You can also check out K-Girl's designs at tpublic.com/user/superstarK. And she's an awesome artist, friend of the show, did a lot of artwork for us. And she has some cool designs too. So check those out. Another perk of being a Donatrion, we've got more Empire of Rust goodness coming up on the Patreon and PayPal listeners. So Mike has put up some uncut episodes. So we just had Empire of Rust episode 20 drop last week. Now we've got an uncut version on the Patreon that's going up. Should already be in your be available to Patreons. It went up Monday. So that's Empire of Rust episode 20. Uncut, uncensored, extended episode. So check that out. And another thing that went up this Monday was our special alt mode, Transmissions alt mode, Alex Milne interview. So we sat down with Alex last week to talk about all the comics he had come out in March with Transformers versus the Terminator and Transformers Galaxies numbers 5 and 6. So you can check that special interview out. It should already be in your podcast feeds. So that's it. transmissionspodcast.com, and it's in the alt mode feed. So that's all the news and stuff we've got to talk about, so let's jump right into some toys.
All right, first up this week, we got a report from TF Source. It simply says Make Toys is back. And this is just a letter from Make Toys, and they posted it on the TF Source website, I guess. Long and short of it says is that, you know, they've been recovering over there in Asia. I can't remember if they're from Japan. I think they're from Japan. And they're starting to get back to work on some things. They are getting factories and staff set up. They have some other things going on, but it's essentially they are getting back to work right now. All of the things that you have seen announced from Make Toys, including remastered stuff and Cross Dimensions line, all of those things are still in the works. They're still all coming. Nothing has been dropped, and they actually still are designing new product too. So that's pretty cool. The last part of the little announcement was that they are re-releasing their Downbeat figure, which is their Masterpiece Scale Jazz, and he's coming out in a much more animated paint scheme, so less detail paint and a little bit flatter colors to be ready for release in May, early June, and you can definitely get your pre-order of that at TF Source and Big Bad and some all the other places that you would generally order you know, your high-end Transformer figures. So this is really good news. A lot of people were starting to question whether Make Toys was going to be around, you know, and if they're going to be able to, you know, survive because they started to kind of dwindle. We hadn't seen anything from them at TFCon LA last year. It was something that, you know, Make Toys is a really, really good company. They produce some really nice stuff. There's some stuff in the pipe for them that a lot of people are really excited about. I know they have a Cross Dimensions Galvatron that I am really stoked for. So, yeah, so that was really good news. Personally, I'm not super interested in the Downbeat. I have two of them already. So I have the regular, the original release, and then I have that G2 version that they did at TFCon a couple years ago. Yeah, so this is really cool. If you haven't picked up or if you don't have a Downbeat, then this is something that you can definitely take a look at. Anything from you guys? Anything that can you can kind of remember from Make Toys that you're really kind of interested in seeing? Charles?
No.
All right.
Sorry.
I love putting you on the spot. So I probably shouldn't do that to Jeremy, but I'm going to. Jeremy. What do you think, Jeremy?
I think I'm happy that they weathered the storm. Looking forward to seeing the new products that they eventually show.
Right on.
The Jazz looks neat. I like the paint job. And it's a mystery sticker. What can that be? I don't know.
Ooh.
but yeah, I don't know if I have a single Make Toys figure, but you know, I know they're one of the more highly regarded third-party companies. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing what they have to show, you know, at the next TFCon, whenever that is.
All right. And that's pretty much all I had this week, guys. What do you got, Jeremy?
Well, in the extremely long time between our last show and now, Takara has teased a figure, and then they have revealed the figure. So on March 31st, which that would be the day before...
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. So the day before our last episode dropped, but after we had recorded it, they teased a Generation Select figure with this silhouette, which is very, very clearly, like if you were familiar with the characters, Super Megatron from Battlestar's Return of Convoy, which was a manga series in TV magazine in Japan. So then on April 2nd, they revealed it. It's a really neat looking figure. He turns into a jet that's like a multi-wing jet, very futuristic looking. And then just his robot mode, you know, you can tell it's the classic Megatron color scheme look, but he's got missiles, guns. I mean, it's a very beefed up looking Megatron. This is going to be released under Generation Selects for a 6,600 yen, so roughly $61. And it's going to be released in September. It's a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive. Pre-orders are from April 8th through May 7th. So get on that if you want it. And there's no word whether Hasbro's going to bring it over.
Doesn't that what isn't that what Generation Selects means?
But I mean, they're doing Generation Selects too, I'm guessing. So it's just Hasbro has said nothing about it. That's what I meant.
Okay.
I would assume, but it's a very niche character, but it's a very awesome looking character. So mm-hmm. I would assume Hasbro would probably bring it over, but it, like I said, it was just in this one manga and nothing else. Now, I'm really surprised that we haven't seen this design anywhere else, because I could see some of the artists that are doing the comics now just having a field day with this design.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl, what do you think of this?
This thing's badass, man. This is a redesign, a heavy, heavy redesign of that Headmaster Galvatron that we got mm-hmm. a few years ago. Titans Eternia Galvatron. And really, the only part that I kind of see the Galvatron in is the legs. That's the only part that kind of gives it away that this was Galvatron. Everything else seems to be remolded. It's just awesome. And I really, really like this thing. I'd like to get some kind of clarification on whether or not it's coming over here, because I want it. I want this figure, and it looks awesome. But yeah, I'm not gonna break the bank to get it. But it's just a really cool looking piece, and I like the way that, I mean, the ability to do the triple changer gimmick is probably still there, but they really aren't really leaning into that third mode. So you know, you might be able to manage a gun out of it if you want, but it's really only going towards this plain spaceship thing. So yeah. It's really cool. I like it. Bring it over.
But and there was also a comic released, as Takara does. And there's a translation Ben Yee got a translation from someone he knows. So we have a link to that on BWTF.com.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read the whole thing, but just like looking through it, you know, they're just tying it together with their ongoing story. And it's bonkers. It looks like Star Convoy is involved.
Oh wait, there is a third mode. It's showing it in the comic here. It's like this like tank mode.
Oh, that would make sense with the treads in the back.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, right on.
Yeah, Charles, what do you think of this?
This is a cool figure, and it's really, I mean, they've Hasbro's getting very ingenious with their mold reuse and retooling. And it looks really great, and yeah, like Daryl said, it's very difficult to see the Titans Return Galvatron influence. So it's cool that they're able to be that efficient, but still get good figures out of this. So yeah, I mean, I think for me, I already have the Galvatron figure, so I probably wouldn't get this figure. But I mean, it's nice. It's a very cool design specific for a Japanese G1, specific reference. So, yeah, it's cool. I like it.
Well, that is all I have. The news is very hard to come by. Charles, what do you got?
All right. So we've got some more Earthrise exclusive figures coming out. And these are from Target. And I think these were teased earlier, but we didn't really know what these, there were these two Earthrise 2 packs coming out. And now that we know what they are, one is the Decepticon clones and one is the Decepticon seekers. So we've got a 2-pack clones, Pounce and Wingspan, and we've got Thundercracker and Skywarp as the other 2-pack. So, you know, Seekers always come in threes. We had Starscream, so Thundercracker and Skywarp will be this 2-pack here. So this is, I mean, I guess depending on your point of view, you know, if you really like just Skywarp or just Thundercracker, this is kind of a dick move on Hasbro's part, because you've got to buy the 2-pack. But I think they figure most people are usually trying to get all three anyway, so you get Starscream is the mass market appeal. Everyone, you know, Starscream is clearly the most popular seeker, so he's in the mass market. But then the exclusive 2-pack has the other two, and then you get all three. But yeah, I mean, most people are getting all three, who want all the Seekers. And then Pounce and Wingspan was a bit of a surprise, although I'm not sure, is this the same mold that was used in Titan's Return?
Yeah.
For the Pounce?
I think it's the exact same one.
Okay. Yeah, because back then it was a little bit weird because they separated the clones. Like you had the two-pack was one of the Autobot clones and one of the Decepticon clones, and then you had to buy those five-figure sets to get the other clones. So now finally you have the two-pack that you can just get the two Decepticons together, which I'm guessing that means they're going to do an Autobot set at some point in the future. Maybe it'll be another exclusive for another store.
Mm-hmm.
But these are all Target exclusive. So Target is only in the States. So I wonder how they're going to be marketed in other places like Canada. Will it go to Toys R Us or Walmart or whatever? And then other places around the world. I guess we'll have to wait and see. So Daryl, are you happy with these two reveals here?
It's a good way to get out the rest of the Seekers. I like the fact that, I mean, if it comes the way it's shown, then it looks like there's two different faces on the two Seekers. So that's good. I mean, a little bit of variety, right? Personally, I still have not found Starscream, and it's driving me nuts. I'm happy to be able to get the rest of the Seekers. I'm going to assume that they'll probably follow the same kind of pattern when it comes to the next set. So you'd see the one of the Coneheads released, and then you'll see mm-hmm. a 2-pack with the rest of the Coneheads, or a 3-pack. I mean, they did that with the last series too, right? That'd be kind of
Rainmakers.
Exactly. So you might see a 3-pack of the Coneheads, which is just bonkers, but sure. I mean, it's been done. The mm-hmm. Pounce and Wingspan, I was surprised to see because we did get them already. I mean, they were near impossible to get full sets of because everyone who bought the big huge set wanted the Pounce and or Wingspan from it because they were doing that. They were creating or getting all that. They were trying to offload the rest of the shit because that's all they wanted mm-hmm. were the clones. Yeah, I'm glad that they're doing this. It's probably driving the people that did that insane, knowing that if they had just waited, they would have been able to get these. I don't know whether I'm interested in them or not. They look very basic. I'd probably rather save the money and put it towards the 2-pack of Seekers. Cause that, for me, if Starscream's $40 for me, these are, I mean, just double it, right? $80. That seems, mm-hmm. you know, right. But that's a lot for two of the same figure. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I fully expect the Autobot clones to be available as well. Yeah, I think it's cool. And yeah, I'm sure that they'll sell very, very well.
Yeah, I didn't mention the price. So in Target in the U.S., it's $25 for the clone set and $60 for the Seeker set. So yeah, in Canada, probably at $80, I guess that's adding like a 1.4%.
Seems about right.
1.3.
I mean, the Canadian dollar is in a nosedive right now, too. So,
yeah. So, yeah. So it's yeah. So the Seekers, especially. I mean, Deluxes have, or these are Voyagers.
These are Voyagers. Voyagers. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's why they're a little bit hefty.
Mm-hmm.
And then the clones, I guess, would be comparable to Legends.
But they're a little bit bigger, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. They were probably, I mean, closer to what the old Scout size would have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In between Legend and Deluxe.
Yeah. All right, Jeremy, any interest in the clones or the Seekers?
Yeah, I mean, the clones kind of interest me. I never really, like, I had the opportunity to get the ones that were on the shelves, not in the 5-pack. I passed on them. I don't know. I might, if I knew I could get both in one shot, that's a little more interesting to me. But the Seekers, I'm definitely interested in. Especially, my birthday is right around then.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone wants to get them for me. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I have so many Starscreams, but not a lot of the other characters. And I've heard great things about the mold. So, I don't know. I might be putting this on my birthday list that I pre-ordered for myself. But yeah, I mean, yeah, Thundercracker was one of my first Transformers ever, so I've always had an affinity for the character, and yeah, these look great.
So you need a little Buster to go with them.
Yeah, I need a little Buster. But
cool. Okay. Well, that's my toy topic, and I guess that will do it for all the toys this week, all the toy news this week. So we will move on to trips to the store. This is where we show off all the amazing Transformers stuff we got this week. Although, you know, it's not really easy to get out to the stores anymore, but, you know, we've still got some stuff to show off. And we do this as a video that we put on YouTube so you can see everything we have in beautiful high definition. But we put the audio right here in the show so you can keep listening and listen to us describe everything in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right, let's talk about the stuff we got this week. And I'll go first. So Jeremy sent out a bunch of perks to all of our Transmissions Donatrions. And I got some too. So thanks, Jeremy.
Well, you do a little bit around here, so you deserve it.
Oh, it's nice to be appreciated.
Daryl, on the other hand.
Wow.
Yeah, all the international shipments are delayed until I get some international stamps.
Due to COVID-19.
Yes. I don't want to go to the post office and get sick.
So, yeah, I think Jeremy showed these off in a previous trip to the store, but here's the Transmissions coaster, Donatrion coaster. I also have a few for Jimmers and Emmers who live in the same city as me, which at the time I said, yeah, Jeremy, just send them to me and I'll be sure to deliver them to Jimmers and Emmers in person. Now that's probably not going to happen for a little while. So Jimmers and Emmers, I'll get yours to you soon, but yeah, maybe I'll end up mailing them anyway. But yeah, coaster. Then stickers, shiny, very shiny stickers. There's the Soundwave or Tape Man shirt design stickers. The Bad Guy logo designed by Daryl with art by K-Girl. And the Transmissions logo in the Transformers RID style by Jeremy. Not the Transformers Armada style. And yeah, I did not get any new Transformers toys this week, so, or new comics for that matter. That's all I got. Jeremy, got anything to show off this week?
I have something to show off, not new by any stretch. But I showed off my new Ironworks, a few weeks ago. And I noticed on my shelf at my old Ironworks here, and I was planning on getting it out to give to my kid to play with the other bases. So I thought I would just, you know, go ahead and pull that out. I have no idea where the little crane gun thing is. It's probably in another bin somewhere, but otherwise, it's still in good condition.
Give it to me. So. I need it.
$300 US.
Wow.
I was on board. I was on board at Canadian, but you said US.
Is that the friends and family price for Daryl?
Yeah, it is. But it's still in good condition. I'm impressed with the amount that I played with this as a kid. It's still in really good shape. And that, and then I also pulled these off. I think I talked about these on an early trip to the store well before we did video, because I remember I got them, I think at a Steel City Con years ago. But these are coasters. They're like ceramic coasters, but they have art. I'm not sure where all the art is from, but I know some of it is Regeneration 1, so is that era. I'm not sure exactly how they shellacked it on there, but some of the paper is now kind of coming loose.
It's probably exactly how they got it on there.
Yeah, just shellac.
But
it's all modern comics. It's Omega Supreme there. But I'm not sure where this Optimus is from.
It's cool.
And then this one was one. It's clearly Regeneration 1. I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like Guido art.
I don't know. It's just the coloring and the faces seem to be more that style rather than the G1.
And yeah. Andrew Wildman did the art for a little while before Guido took over.
Yeah, that's true.
They're neat. They've just been kind of sitting on my shelf, and they're probably going to go back there so I don't accidentally mess up the paper. But, you know, I saw them, and I realized that I probably didn't show them off when we were doing video. So
I don't remember seeing them.
So that's all I got.
All right, Daryl, did you brave the virus to get something from the store?
Well, I don't remember if I ever did show this off. This is Transformers 19. Do you guys remember if I showed this? Whatever. Transformers 19. I believe this is
Thomas Deere's
cover. Yeah, so got that. It's a cool cover. This is the aforementioned Transformers Galaxies number 6. So we're going to review this week. This is Alex Milne's cover. The really cool stained glass cover we've talked about a couple times on the show. And he put up step-by-step on how it was done. So that's really cool. And Transformers versus the Terminator, number 1, Alex Milne's cover as well. This book is just awesome. The artwork in this is just amazing. I am so depressed that we have to wait so long for number 2. So, yeah. Yeah, this is really cool. I have something that I'm pretty sure I haven't showed off before. It's been behind me on the shelf for a while, but I doubt you can see it that well. This is my boxed G1 Ratchet.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, this one I got with its interior bubble still intact. So it's not sealed, but it's all original stuff in there. So everything's original on this thing. And it's awesome. Really good condition. The box is, you know, it's got some wear, but it's a Canadian box. Ratchet's Canadian or French name is Meccano, so that seems to work. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I like collecting these G1 boxes, put my figures in them and stuff. So
I'm guessing the French pronunciation is not Meccano.
Meccano. We'll have to dial up Sarah Peter DeRoche and ask her to pronounce them all. Yeah. But no, these are awesome. I really enjoy these Canadian boxed variants. So they seem to be plentiful here. I don't. Everyone seems to have all these this problem getting all these the French boxed G1s, and I have no problem with it. They're everywhere.
In Canada, wow! Go figure. They'd be more prevalent there than in the States.
Eh,
it's weird.
Go figure. I have no idea. Anyway, that's pretty much all I have this week. I'm going to scour around and see if there's anything else that I'm pretty sure I've never talked about before on the show. See how far I can go without having to dive back into stuff that I've previously shown. But yeah, there's going to start to be some repeats on here, I think. But yeah, that's it. That's all I've got.
All right. And I guess that will do it for Trips to the Store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Corona. Anytime anyone coughs right now, you think they're the plague.
Yeah, it's a horrible time to be an allergy sufferer.
Yeah.
All right, Dinobat and Dogcades, welcome. Ready to start the show.
Most consistent thing in your lives right now: recording of Transmissions Podcast.
Ooh, the Ronin is here. Not the Rona, but the Ronin. Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that has no problem with a gay polygamist gun. Ruined it. Okay, starting over.
I figured that word would be
take two.
Would be okay for a doctor. It's a big word.
It's too many syllables.
Hey, you got Mike.
Yeah.
The snazzy Mike.
He has the ability to audio bomb us in the podcast if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm. But then he'd have to figure out a way to work that in.
Oh, yeah, that's just making more work for himself.
You went out to Best Buy, though. Saw that.
No, I was in the Best Buy parking lot, and they came to me, and they handed me this.
This ream of paper?
Well, I ordered it with my printer. When I picked up the printer, the paper wasn't ready for whatever reason.
Wasn't ready?
I'm like,
still at the mill?
I don't know. Was there a huge run of regular paper because toilet paper was out?
Maybe.
Damn.
I don't know.
At Best Buy. People going to Best Buy to get toilet paper. Welcome to the Transmissions Trips to the Store, where we...
Shh. I can only do that once.
That's good.
Fucked up the take.
Good.
I can do this all night.
I expect you
fucked up my take.
I expect you to drink. I don't expect you to pop the tab. Welcome.
Do it.
Welcome to the Transmissions Trips to the Store, where we show off all the amazing, awesome Transformers stuff we got this week.